When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From Hollywood, California, Meltdown Comics Nerd Melt Theater, Harmontown is now in session. Please welcome to the stage the mayor of Harmontown, Mr. Dan Harmon.
Oh shit, I came in on the wrong.
Oscar Knight, Harmontown, gonna be alright. Family, chop chop, chippity chop, hip hop to the stop. Family, Oscar Knight, red carpet, out of sight.
My name's Red Carpet John. Oh, sorry.
No. Did you come to Mother Lawn?
Yeah. Hey, I got my tuxedo on. I'm interviewing the stars. Red Carpet John is a...
Is he any relation to MC John, who mows the lawn?
Of course. It's probably the same guy. Is he related? It's the same guy in a jacket.
Now, explain this to me, Dan. You go through the effort of putting on a tuxedo, and you don't bother to button your clip-on bow tie.
It's more about physics. It's more about what can be done. I believe I bought this tux the first Oscars I actually or Emmys or something I got to go to, and I think I fluctuate weights a little bit, so you don't know when a shirt's gonna be able to button or not.
Oh, so it was the shirt. You couldn't get the shirt.
Yeah, it's
closed.
Actually the shirt. Yeah, the bow tie actually doesn't go around anything. It doesn't. It's just as you know. Family.
Did you watch any of the Oscars, Harmon?
Yeah, we watched a little bit. I liked the opening. And I the opening, you know, so it's NPH, so he's coming out. So, we know what they're going after. They're going after the Hugh Jackman Oscars that I wrote, right?
Right.
They're pursuing that. Okay, we know. I won an Emmy for writing those Oscars. Look it up. So NPH is good. If you can't get Hugh, you know, go to him. And came out. It was. Did you see the opening?
I did not.
It was pretty cool. It was a nice. I don't know. Watch it.
Did he do a song and dance?
Yeah. He just did a straight up song. I mean, he had humorous elements, and it was. It was a nice. It was both sincere and like totally respectful of the modern world, and also like you felt it did a good job of like making it feel like you were watching something worth watching live. And this, as we increasingly start to ask the question, why are we watching this shit? Like, I thought it was an opener that like really answered that question. Like check it out. This is nice. Doogie's doing his thing, and they did like special effects that blended the live action with the thing. In a huge kind of fuck you to Billy Crystal, like they just did a kind of like just a little quick like thrown over the shoulder like little visual montage of him like sitting in little things. It wasn't a fuck you. I'm just saying it was like less is more, and it was really nice like interplay with like animation on the screen and stuff. At the end of it, everyone liked it, and I said you know, there's no standing ovation. And then
did Hugh get a standing O?
Yes.
And by Hugh, I mean you.
Yeah. I thought you said you, and I had no problem with it.
your ears filtered out the hood part of that. Hugh Jackman.
I looked at my phone later. Sometimes, you know, I was in the middle. I didn't hear my phone beep when it beeped, but I saw what time the timestamp was, and it was as that thing ended. And it was a text from Rob Schraub that said, no standing O.
Nice.
Yeah. It's nice to know we're still keeping it real. 81st Oscars. Let's see what I got in here, huh? All right, so what's the deal with Oscar night? I mean, what is it, some kind of gala? No. It just says, no standing O in my notes, that's it. I don't know what I thought was going to be in there, the Gettysburg Address. Oh, it seems like we hold some truths to be self-evident. Not the Gettysburg Address. It's not the Gettysburg Address.
When you were at your Oscars, how many Oscars was that ago? How many years ago?
Those are the 81st, so it's got to be 6 years ago now.
And did you watch it from the wings, or were you out in the crowd? Or
we were watching it. I think I've told this story a lot. We were watching from a tiny old-school CRT television backstage, and it was awesome because... We were in these shitty rented tuxes because we didn't have time to go home, and they just like they have like this tux kind of service for all. There's so much crew that works on that show, so everyone's working really hard. So they just like get like a number, and you go up to this wardrobe floor, and they just give you a tux for the night, like if you're crew. So we had these like laminates on, and we had these shitty baggy tuxes on. We're just watching from this walk-in closet on this little television screen. Watching Hugh Jackman go through the thing, and I swear I broke like a bone in my foot from jumping up and down because he was nailing it. All right, it's not a good story. It's just a really fun time in my life. And every once in a while, Ben Schwartz, now it seems funny that he was one of the Three Musketeers because now he's like a famous actor, is on Parks and Rec and of course House of Lies with Don Cheadle. Is that the name of that show? Every once in a while, he'll email like a photo of Ben Bruce Valanche like sleeping in a corner or something like that we took from back then. We were just kids. We didn't know what we were doing, and Hollywood loved us for it. Jeff, I could go on with my Hollywood stories.
Stop me if I haven't. I probably have. I told you my story about the one time I went, right, when I met that crazy lady.
Yeah. A crazy lady picked you up at a bar like Midnight Cowboy.
At the hair salon. And then she proceeded. Yeah.
Yeah,
I have told us.
And she was a crazy lady, and you had to like bail out of the cab.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah,
she. It was very clear at like hour three that she had had pills, and then the booze was like combining, and she hulked out.
Yeah. Do you remember why she was there? Why she was?
She had previously been nominated for art department or something like that, or like art set design or something like that.
That must be a weird haunted life to lead. Do you really just get to go if you win anything? Like if you drew Shrek's balls, do you just get you get to just keep going to the Oscars every year?
I think if you've been nominated, you're allowed to go. But you know we were sitting way up top, like you're not down on the main.
Because even just watching it, even just having touched it a little bit, I got it. I mean, I don't know if it's jealousy or just like what it is, but it's definitely like it. It there's a haunted feeling. I want to be back there at the Kodak. The smell of grease paint. Here's what I want to know. Okay, so a couple of years ago, so some of you kids are young enough that you were around. Like you probably don't remember that they would do the in memoriam at the Oscars, and there was there was a time before they told everybody don't clap for each one. Especially don't clap for your favorites, because they're all dead. See, so it's starting to get weird. But it was like forever, that was just the tradition. Yeah. They would just show people, you know, and then Ernest Borgnine would come up and there would be like this, like an applause break, and then they'd fly through three, like Timothy the Bone Man, key grip or whatever. And like, fuck you. Did you key grip for Ernest Borgnine? Because I don't give a fuck. And then like these, you know, these rousing applause. But so they did away with that. Probably a good move. Great cultural advancement that we made. I don't know about the "and the Oscar goes to" as opposed to "and the winner is." That seems a little empty as far as like correctness. But I do think that we evolved when someone said, "Let's tell them don't applaud until after all the death." however, now it's even weirder. You got just like these faces come up, and it, you know, totally. You kind of like brace yourself for Robin Williams because he's the headliner death, and you're like, "Are they going to save him for last? How does this work?" We're always asking these morbid questions, aren't we, during these things? Because you're blending two worlds that don't belong: presentation, entertainment, and the inevitability of the corporeal world.
Where do you put Robin in that? If you're the director?
I imagine they went alphabetically, or I don't know what they did. I actually don't. He was. I know that.
Oh, really? Chronological.
Chronologically, in order of death.
Claire Nichols was
How did you know that?
Mike Nichols was last.
Because Bacall died after Robin Williams did.
Okay, all right. 2 points to Terminal Line. Okay, but okay. So when you're watching, well, yeah, Mike Nichols, Lauren Bacall. Like, I don't know if we say this every year, but it was a tragic year. Tragic in terms of the amount of fame that died.
Yeah,
it's hard to honor the famous dead without like feeling weird because you're like, what am I rooting for? I didn't know them, but the so you're brave, but people were like, everything was silent. There was no like, okay, well, Robin Williams, okay, great. But the weird, for three or four people, there's always like this weird sound. You hear like the sound. Come on up in a second. Let me finish my point. You hear like this, like it'll say Mike Nichols, and then you'll just hear like two or three people like somewhere in the back of the house, like. So we know that that's not like Mrs. Nichols, because no one's going to express their connection to the death with applause. So, and we also know it's therefore a human being that knows that they're breaking rank. So it was just like the world's biggest psycho Mike Nichols fan.
Yeah.
Like, fuck these other dead people. You go, Mikey. Like, who are these? It's so weird.
I would say it's somebody who's a huge Mike Nichols fan. B, somebody who doesn't like the no applause rule. Like, no, I'm allowed to applaud Mike Nichols because he wrote the Graduate or whatever.
Directly. Right. It's like some kind of weird career path. There's writers in the audience like applauding or something for Billy Wilder. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
Either. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Are you a little ennui that you're not invited back this year? That you're not.
No. Look, when I was at the Oscars, I was a lowly Keebler elf backstage. I was honored to do my duty. I wrote a little bit of patter for Jack Black and Jennifer Aniston, and I wrote that Emmy-winning opening. And thank you. Thanks. If you want to look it up, I won an Emmy for writing the Oscars, which is kind of cool.
Can you sing a little bit of it for us? You remember your favorite line from it?
Everything is awesome. Everything. I can't remember. The Lonely Island guys were on stage tonight at the Oscars. Okay. Jack Black was in the opening.
Wow.
He Kanye'd the NPH opening. It was kind of fun. He did like a sort of pseudo Jack Black rap about. It was fun. I find myself wondering if they wrote that for Kanye and then got Jack to do it, and Jack said, I can't rap. And then they're like, well, kind of sing rap. Like, I, if you watch it, like, I feel like we're kind of hoping that Kanye could come and just watch it. And we were in line in the rain, Dan. We weren't late. speaking of In Memoriam, feels like weird to not mention that our friend, a friend of so many of us, Harris Whittles, is lost now. It couldn't have been a more tragic passing. Totally, I mean, very much, just tragic, just accidental. I would like to take one moment to say to people who, every time, like somebody. When somebody's death involves a car, you don't divert your attention away from who the person was and whether you respect them or not, or whether you'll miss them, to like spend a lot of time about automobile statistics and the industry and insurance and stuff. And here's a number you can call. Make sure you're insured. Like, leave it the fuck alone. If somebody everybody takes cars everywhere every day. Cars kill all kinds of people. Writers do heroin, cocaine. They drink. People have different addictions and struggles, and they are, in addition to that, human beings. And if you don't know the person, and they died in a way that is symbolic for you politically, like could you? I mean, like, think for a second before you leave that Instagram caption or that tweet. You know, it's like it's not your time to work some shit out. Like, it's just a guy that died, and it's like it's no more cool on God's part to kill somebody through a horrible pressing addiction than it is to kill them with an anvil or cancer or anything. It is all part of this big shitty world that we were all like united in. And Harris was like if you go online and you're gonna see like how like incredibly like tragic it is that he would be taken from us at such a young age, and he was not irresponsible, and he did not make bad choices, and he was very smart and very self-aware, and just very 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 funny and very like just a good guy, and he just had a bad accident, and now he's gone, and this is the way that life is. And so go. I mean, I retweeted like an article that was a really nice, like, kind of trying to find the words of who was he, what, you know, why was he so cool, and why did we not notice, you know, what labels to put it on, how to describe him. That's one of the nice things about this new podcast universe is you can just type in his name and you can go find him on so many podcasts, like telling really amazing stories about struggling with his addiction, for instance, about all kinds of things. Like, he was a linchpin of this community, and we are like, so many of us are just really really shaken by this one. It's a tough one, and you want that bargaining phase to be okay. So let's all make up our minds. Call your sponsor. Put this bumper sticker on your thing, and wear this ribbon. That's just bargaining, and it's as healthy as denial, and it's as but ultimately acceptance is the only thing that's gonna be honest. Like who gives a fuck how they died? It's not important. It's not who they were, and there's no such thing as a deserved death or anything like that. So please just like notice how cool the guy was. Go listen to his stories. He was an old soul, I guess.
I had no idea he was that young, really. I mean,
that's a horrible way to find out, yeah, that somebody was 30 years old. I didn't know either. He was just a kid when he started working on the Sarah Silverman show after I left. He kind of arrived there as I left to sort of fill that vacuum, and he was literally a child. And was just like, you can't swing a cat in this city without finding somebody that has a good story about him. And now it's all laced with this stuff, and there's nothing to do but grieve and accept it. Sports corner. No, I'm kidding. There's no sport. This other thing. Let's bring out Dino Stamatopoulos, who I haven't seen since he
I just want to say that I actually met Harris here once, and you know, we kind of shared a moment, and I can't believe he's gone. Humble brag.
there's a lot of humble bragging going on in the wake of his passing.
You see this? I fucking peed in my pants.
What do you mean? Tell us about it.
Well, I got here and I had to pee really bad, and the guy out there, he was really nice. He's like, you know, Dan's already out there. Oh, he's out there?
Like, oh, I don't know. I'll be up any minute.
I don't know. For some reason, I felt like you ran a tight ship.
Yeah.
And
what's he talking about himself? He'll need me any second.
So I went and I took a piss and I zipped up too soon. I was still peeing. It's a fucking nightmare.
So not really peeing your pants. I mean, you...
No, I actually peed in my pants.
You peed on them. You're saying you just had more pee to do, and then you zipped up your pants
just zipped
just
them
kept
up
peeing.
And I kept going.
Oh, okay.
It was stupid.
I don't know if I've ever done that.
They say that no matter how you shake or dance, the last drop is always in your pants.
That sounds like something MC John would say. Well, keys to the parrots and the parrots to the keys.
So I just said a little Dom's, and they put my drink to go.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Welcome back. I haven't seen you. This is the only way we can get together.
I know. You're working a lot, and I'm just drunk.
Yeah.
You're traveling.
You've been back for a couple weeks now, and I haven't seen you at all.
Yeah, you go off. You're traveling the world, Canada.
You're in New York working for Smigel.
Yeah, yeah.
On the Insult Comic Dog
Insult
Show.
Insult Comic Dog Show.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. It needs work, but I think it'll be okay.
So what's, compare him to me, vertically, hierarchically, in terms of talent.
I could sneak out easier out of his show than your show.
So he's more talented. Yeah, he doesn't notice you're gone.
Yeah, he doesn't notice I'm gone.
Are you sad to be back? Because you were living the high life out there, man.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
I visited Dino out there, and tell me if I'm wrong. You would work a little bit at the office, then you would take your work away to
the... I barely at the office. I was like, you know, I can't really work here. I like working at a bar. And they're like, yeah, whatever works for you. And, you know, I would just get drunk and write. And
then you would go eat French food.
Yeah, and go eat French food and fuck boys and girls.
Because you were fucking everybody out there.
Yeah, it turns out that everyone in fucking New York is beautiful, including me, apparently. Who would have known? It was ridiculous.
So just being in the city made you extra sexy?
Yeah, I don't know how. I think people go out there because they want to have an adventure. They want to, like, I want to fuck things up. I want to... you know, deal with ugliness and shit, and there I am.
Hmm.
with trousers soaked in your own urine.
Yeah, urine. I mean, this is not going to go away tonight.
There's that much? I can't see it. Let me
take a look at this. You see it? You can see it from there.
Well, you're wearing kind of pea-colored pants almost.
No, these were white before I got here.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of pee.
You gotta subscribe to the live feed for stuff like that.
You really do.
I'm gonna take the cap off. If you did not, this scotch is too hot.
If you did not subscribe to the live feed, you're really missing out on a pee stain right now.
How have you guys been doing?
I've been doing good. It's really hard to write community this year. It's like extra hard.
You're doing it for the fans. You don't really want to write it. Seriously, admit it.
I admit it. No.
You really don't want to write it. You want to do it for the people. That's admirable.
I will admit that I'm not 100% sure I did it for my own joy. But the last thing I'm going to do is lay it on the fucking fans' doorstep. If they're watching season 6, they're like, this sucks. And then there's a footnote. Dan says it's your fault.
That's not what I was saying. I'm saying that you... that you want to do it. You want to do it for your fans.
I think I was like through God knows what. I do feel, and the other thing is you're listening to my running commentary while I'm in the process here. So, you know, just feel this in the moment with me, because I never know what the fuck I'm talking about. But right now I feel like I am doing a horrible job. And like a couple weeks ago, I was like, I'm a god, I did it. And then a couple weeks before that, I swear it goes, because it just depends on, I'll see a cut and I'll be like, oh, it's working. Okay. And
that's how God works. Yeah. That's why there's tsunamis. It's like, I fucked up.
Yeah.
Wait, he fucks up and then does a tsunami to, like...
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I was just happy I turned and you were laughing.
That guy goes like, oh, fuck it, goddamn it, I made too many people again. Tsunami time.
I definitely just feel the burn. It feels like doing a crunch. Like, I just feel like, for better or for worse, like, I'm working.
I feel like we need to do a telethon for the fans and say... lay off him. Let him not work on community for a while.
I think this is a problem that solves itself. If it's a bad season, then it will kind of go away. But I think if you did anything for 6 years, the sixth year would be like, Jesus Christ. Like, if you, like, am I in the zone? I mean, so like three of the first seven characters are gone. So now, and what am I doing with the remaining four? And what am I doing with the new two? Am I servicing them? Am I exploring them? Can it ever really? I try to like psych myself out and sell myself. It's just a new show, so just I just dimensionalize the characters. Or is that my job? Or am I supposed to just be telling jokes? And I don't know what I'm doing. And then I'll watch a cut and I'll be like, on Tuesday I'll be like, I did it. It's the best season ever. Can't believe it's on the internet instead of TV.
That's the way you do it.
And then on Wednesday I'm like, I fucked up.
Yeah.
I did it real bad.
Yeah.
I want to go home. My wife hasn't seen me. Like, so, like now I just sleep on my couch in the office. Like, I, like last week she saw me on Valentine's Day, which was Saturday, and then she saw me the following Saturday. I was slept at my office every day. And it and each
you're
night was
stay a, together forever. That's the way to do a relationship.
I don't know. I got some pretty shitty texts. We should read our text messages with jazz music. No, I don't know what that would be. I don't know what that would how that would work.
Do you know on another note? Can you tell the story about that couple that you told me about that?
Oh yeah, well for some reason, you know, I go out to New York and I'm attractive. I already said that. Yeah. And it's baffling to me. And there's a 23-year-old couple and they want to have a threesome with, you know, I guess they want to fuck their
say yours
grandfather.
Truly. That's a good way to say yours truly.
Or their grandfather.
I fucked up. Okay, I stepped on your grandfather punchline.
No, it wouldn't have gotten a laugh anyway. I'm not but anyway,
Smigel would have given you space.
So I don't know if it's a good story or not. So we were going to fuck one night, and
first off, where did you meet them? At like Lucien or was
at the library bar?
Okay,
yeah.
So how does it for those of us who forgot because it hasn't happened in a little bit. What does it sound like and look like when a couple chooses you?
I'll tell you what it sounds like. It sounds like the girl is going, "Yeah, we're really open to everything. We want to experiment. We want to have sex with the grossest shit in the world and all that." And the guy's like, "Yeah, whatever she wants, I guess."
It's either fuck.
I don't know. I mean, you know, whatever. How you doing? Can I buy a drink? Or and then the guy obviously wasn't as into it as the girl.
I'd rather hear that story though than the opposite, where the woman is like, "Okay, am I doing all right for you, Bob?" Yeah.
So in the middle of that, I was like, "Well, you guys figure it out. I'm going to meet my friends and I'm going to go have dinner." And they went out and they got coke. And of course, you know, I started getting texts like for you kids out there, my phone was ringing off the hook. I don't know if you know what that means.
It's an expression.
Yeah. We're ready. We're ready. Where are you? And I'm like eating fucking Peking duck and getting really fat and farty. And finally I just said, "Look, I can't fart through our threesome, you know, let's do it tomorrow after I take a shit," right?
When you guys are really turned on.
Yeah, so, you know, newsflash, the guy doesn't want to fuck me anymore. And the girl breaks up with the guy. Yeah.
And now she wants to have a twosome.
Now she wants to have a twosome for the rest of our lives.
All right, okay.
I told her, I was like, you know, I mean, like, come on, I have a kid, I have 8,000 fucking animals and frogs I fuck. You know, I mean, I don't know, I just.
Meaning you're an untamed stallion, is what? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to put it that way because I'm humble. But but you know, then we had some good sex, and you know, I have her pictures on my phone. You want to see them?
I do.
Can we put them on the feed? Or
no? Yeah, I don't care.
Our show just becomes 4chan. put her address up there. Let's.
You might have to like scroll through a few of my dicks. I have.
Dino has 7 dicks.
I got a few more since New York. Fucking town's full of them.
I remember one time you were telling some story about how you had to delete a couple of things on your phone to take a picture because there was so much porn on it or something. In my mind, you said porn, but you must have said something else that was like ambiguous, like like sex movies or something. Because I remember I just thought I was like, really, you on your phone? Like that's interesting. It's like just for using in the bathroom or like
no. I mean, you know, like, and then you're every now...
well, I
okay,
mean,
go
but,
ahead.
But
you remember?
And you're like, well, yeah, I don't know, whatever. And I was like, well, can I see? And they're like, yeah. And you started playing one. I'm like, that's the person that I know. I thought you meant from the internet. I thought you meant Debbie Does Dallas.
I know. I was like, well.
That's Natalie from marketing. And you just thought that I was like, okay, can I see?
Yeah, well, I thought Mr. Harmon from Community.
But you're breaking so many hearts out there. These girls are just falling for you. It's not just that you're out there being promiscuous.
They're resilient. They're resilient. girls don't care. I mean, look at me. No one's gonna break their heart over me, right, girls? But I lost my phone hiking like a year ago, and that phone, God damn it, had so much shit about me, like texts, like ridiculous texts and pictures of everyone and me. And like, you know, like I like to take pictures of my dick and my face. Cause you know, don't send a dick pic with just a dick. You can get that anywhere.
Tonight, can I get a picture of my dick in your face?
I always put, when mine, I put like a newspaper headline that says Dewey defeats Truman. Just because I want to remind the woman, like don't believe everything you see. This was an early edition.
Yeah, actually, when you take a picture like that with your dick and then your face, your dick looks huge. Like it's enveloping your face.
I've never understood. I guess this is me. I guess this is probably a small penis thing. I just don't understand.
Take it like this.
No, but it's not my goal to like make it look big. I that would be a worse night. It would be like if Ewan McGregor was my headshot and I was an actor. I'd be like, oh, they want me to come in again? Okay. I don't understand the dick pic thing. And on paper, when you hear about that, you immediately think to yourself, this is something that only men would think that women would want.
No, women ask for it. Like, I swear to God.
And it's like, but clearly, like over time, what I've learned is just by its longevity as a cultural thing, is that there is participation in this on both sides.
Girls will solicit a dick pic from you.
Yeah. Which maybe, you know, there's a length of feminism you can go to the point where you're actually like kind of.
I don't know if you felt that wave of tittering going through the crowd right now.
I was thinking.
Every girl just remembers the last time they solicited a dick pic from somebody.
I mean, is there? This is why I wish we had that like polling technology. I want to know, like, because I don't want anyone to have to say out loud.
Have them say out loud.
Well, the people that say out loud, then who, you know, what's their deal?
Right. Yeah.
But it's
they want to see your dick.
But it would be interesting to get an honest poll of like how many women in the audience, like, have they ever said to a man in one form or another in text, like, send me a picture of your dick, or like, you know, something like that.
Anybody out there, gals?
Yeah, for sure.
One woman says, oh yeah, for sure.
We heard.
What's
one
your
for
name?
Sure.
What's your name?
My name's Lana.
Lana, get up here.
if you want to.
When you ask for a dick pic, you face the crowd.
Meet the press. Ha, cha, cha.
Before and now, I'm continuing to be nervous.
Well, thank
I'm
you
nervous
for...
too.
Good, cheers.
Oh, here, you should.
There's a mic next to you, Lana. There's another one over here. Lana, was it?
Wow.
Hello, Lana.
So I'm curious about the context of when you solicit is it like it's just a guy you like, and it's like, I mean, I guess the analog is if it's.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like random. It's not like, oh, hey, dude on the street, you just gave me your number. Like, it's not bad.
It's like an extension of phone sex, like like when there was only landlines. Like, sometimes a relationship would get to the point, like very, very infrequently with me, but like it's like, oh, I'm not with you, and we can't be together, and then you do weird things through the medium that's allowed, and so now we have pictures, and
he'd have to be in your phone already.
Yes,
right?
Yes, of course.
What's your number?
But
and so, I got to get it out, baby.
And so I'm assuming that the way the conversation probably goes is the guy probably says, is in terms of flattering the woman, like, I am in this state right now. And then the woman says, you know, picks or it didn't happen. Let's see it. When you're asking for that, for this particular guy, had you already seen the wiener in question? You weren't seeing it for the first time. That would be weird.
Okay. That would definitely be weird. That would be a weird way to see it for the first time.
Yeah, it's not like you're going shopping.
Right.
No.
But if you've already seen, this is the thing about a wiener. If you've already seen it, I guess I just need to like relax a little bit and go like, you know what, maybe women like sex too, I guess, like the kind of
a way of having sex without having sex. It's like having sex for a distance, right?
Pretty much. I mean, admittedly, I've been, you know, lucky, so generally the pics I get sent are fairly impressive. So there's that.
the Eiffel Tower's in the background. There's a he's got his pinky out.
No.
It's a dick. It's a dick.
Oh,
but Lana, you're saying that you've already seen the wieners in question, so you knew what you were getting more or less. It wasn't going to be a picture of a guy's dick shaped like an ampersand or somewhere.
No. I mean, that would be impressive, but for different reasons.
Yeah, that's true.
I suppose.
Spencer's is shaped like the Dungeons & Dragons ampersand. It's a dragon dick that's breathing fire that forms its own...
Spencer's dick is an innie right now after you said that.
Are you kidding? Spencer's dick has 20 sides.
Also impressive. Impressive for different reasons.
Yeah. Yeah. But every hit is critical. I don't know. That's it. Don't applaud. I condemned that joke on the way out the door, and you applauded it. So, what does that make you?
Generous audience. So, Lana, are you currently seeing somebody right now?
No, actually.
You're out shopping for more dick pics.
No,
right? Jeff, are you seeing anyone right now?
No.
Oh,
Jeff,
hello.
How many megapixels is your camera, Jeff?
Not nearly enough, Dan.
Like 10 and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
Harmontown Nights.
God, I wish I had a big dick so bad. I would show it to everybody. Like, remember I took my shirt off? I was like people are impressed when you're like not afraid to show. You ever notice our friends like Chris Romano, and actually Harris Whittles was one of them, like for a joke they would just like whip, you know, if Sarah would ask, like they would just, they're just naked, they're putting their balls in the coffee, whatever. But they, you know, I look and then I go, my dick's smaller than that. That's why they're doing that.
So they had like a big dick flaccid?
Well, yeah, I think that's what it's like. As I've said on this show, like mine is in it. Mine, I praise only its practicality. When it is not in operational mode, like it is a nipple.
Well, yeah, So's mine. It doesn't matter back then. You know, like the future is what matters. Way back then.
Well, I'm married now. I guess I'll send Aaron a picture of my dick at some point, I guess. Like,
Would you do that?
You know, well, she doesn't ask.
Because I want to have done it. You know, it's like, I feel like it's like something.
Send it now.
No.
Dan, go into the bathroom right now. Take a dick pic. We'll wait for you.
This isn't the Morton Downey show.
Yeah. Literally, like a Nazi throws a chair at me. Let's bring my wife out, Erin McGathy, if she's here. Oh yeah. Stick around because I want to hear the woman's conversation about.
Should I leave?
No, you shouldn't leave either.
She's got a big skirt on.
Oh, Aaron. Wow. When you wear a gown to Harmontown, you're down. Beep, 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 beep. Oscar night.
That is a whole lot of crinoline. Can we get you another chair? That's a lot of dress.
Here you
talk more than
it's okay. I got it. It's an intimacy thing or a power thing. It's dirty.
On whose side is it a
Both
power
sides.
Thing?
Both sides. I don't know. The other night when you were at work, I kept on I don't know why I was so nervous to send this to you. You're my husband. But I was like, I just want to ask him to take a picture of his face. And not as opposed to
with Dino's dick in front of it.
Yeah.
Here you go, Scoops. You want a drink?
Sure.
Can you pass that down to my better half?
AKA Scoops.
My little cloud baby.
Oh, interesting.
You're wearing that because you saw the red carpet. This year is all about beards for the men and white dresses with
embellishments.
Yeah. So she embellished with like more white dress than.
Yeah. This is the skirt I wore under my wedding dress. Uncomfortable. I just wanted you to send a picture of your face as a, like, I don't know, maybe part of it's a power thing.
Having the power to make your husband show a picture of his face?
Well, no. Well, I'm thinking about the dick pics.
Oh.
I'm toying with whether or not to say this, so I guess I'll just say this. I have asked for dick pics.
All right.
This is at what time today?
Dan, when were you buying milk?
because the moment Dan steps out for that daily milk trip.
Yeah. I was like, man, this is the, why am I always buying milk? That's what the milkman's for.
Oh. Well, there have been a couple of times when I've sent you sexy pictures of me, and then I've felt embarrassed because they're not reciprocated, but it's like a back and forth.
They actually came to me.
Oh, no. Whoops. Dan and Dino. Oh, what a gross thought. That is a nightmare. That is an absolute nightmare. Like, you're sitting drawing and then God. I gotta go.
Drawing.
Drawing.
I thought you said drying.
You just got out of that wet bath. You're in the kitchen making your Greek chicken and just the beads of sweat are dripping off of your disgusting body and pee is spreading over.
What are you wearing right now?
Something to cover up how much weight I've gained. I'm just kidding. Oh, that's nice that you feel sorry for me, which makes me feel like I'm fatter than I am. No, I look great. I feel.
So I should.
That was like a jiu-jitsu move.
I should send you a picture back when you send me one of those pictures during the day. It's just you looking cute. I should send one back.
Well, yes. If I send you a picture of me at the library with, like, wow, so many copies of Bridget Jones' Diary, and then you send me back a picture of your penis, that might not be the right space for it. But I would still accept it. I'd like that.
Well, that's better for me because I always don't know what to type, so I always just go, aw. That's great.
Sometimes you accidentally type ah.
Yeah. Ah.
And then I have to
maybe
talk
more
myself
like a Fonzie.
Down.
Hey. Lana.
Or that.
So Lana, where are you from?
I'm from New York.
New York?
Yeah.
Living out here now? You're visiting?
Oh, no. I feel like we just had a threesome, weirdly.
It's been a while.
There's one for everybody.
I've been out here for 2.5 years.
Freezing.
Yeah?
How's it
having fun?
Yeah, so far so good. It's been good to me. I'm a script soup, so.
Script soup!
Yeah. So, you know, this is LA's the place to be for it, I guess.
What's in that bottle that you're brown bagging like a cholo from my high school?
I know. What is this? Liquid Aloha from Longport. I don't know. It was the only thing that wasn't like a horrible heavy stout.
Beer. Okay.
It's definitely beer.
Oh, okay, great.
My friend is drinking straight up Kettle One though, so there's Woo! So there is that. All but right. He's a little bit more hardcore than me. But
Let me finish that. Are you fucking him?
No.
Oh, okay.
That would be. I mean,
have you seen the guy? Is that your significant fellow there?
No, no, he's a friend of mine visiting from. Yeah.
Are you dating that guy?
No, exactly.
What's your name over there, sir?
Brett.
Have you ever sent
Brett? Did you know you were insignificant?
I'm nowhere near 10 and a half.
Well, Erin, you bring an activity, an Oscar night activity.
I did. Everybody, look under your chairs. There are 3 colored pens. Oh, that's so nice. I'm kidding.
So cute. You're cute. That you're is, so cute.
That is so sweet. That is really sweet. That reminded me of when I was 9 years old. My dad was a preacher, and
You guys are 9 years old.
He let me have... I asked one day if I could get up and talk for the church, and this is the first and last time he let me do this. I came in early, and I took bags of glitter and taped them underneath all the chairs to... Because I wanted to tell a story. I had just heard the story of Meshach, Reshach, and Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach.
I mean, it really stuck with me. Where they were protected by an angel and they lived through a fire, and so they had this orange glitter, and everybody reached under their chair and brought out the thing and then got glitter all over them, and I told the story. Do you remember when we were preparing for the wedding and my dad was like, don't give her any glitter? That's because of that. That's like still a thing. But yes, I did.
You should have said that for the honeymoon.
Oh, you should put 3 specks of glitter on your penis.
I could probably fit 3.5.
Oh, no. Stop. Honey, you could fit thousands, millions. I do have an activity. I have a little game corner activity. I left a... If someone can hand me the black book that's back there. Thank you. I'm going to read my goals for 2015. Not really. Okay, so if we could set up 2 mics that are facing a camera that look like presenter mics at the Oscars, this is a game called Presenters. Oscars. Fame. Jeff, can I switch places with you for this game? Thank you. Jeff is wearing a lovely charcoal suit.
I'm not sure which camera makes us look like we're presenting at the Oscars. This one or that one? That one?
That one? All right.
Is your red light your way of saying yes?
I see a red light.
No. Well, actually we'll share a mic. They'll share a mic. So let's
All right, it is the
I'll
year
I'll take your mics.
It is the year 2020. These are the Oscars, and Jeff and Dan are going to be playing various presenters at the Oscars, presenting various awards. And Dino and Lana, if you feel inspired at any point to be a part of this, you are welcome.
I'm doing it now.
Here we go.
Here. Yeah. I keep wondering if I should leave, but here
no,
I am.
Stay. We're gonna have the best night of our lives.
Welcome back to the 2020 Oscars, live from the Olympia Theater in beautiful Petra B 63 crater on the dark side of the moon. Presenting the award for Best Supporting Actress is Alan Cumming and Charlie Callis.
Work it.
Best supporting actresses are very important.
I think I'm British. And the nominees are Jodie Foster for her role in Abadoos. How come there's no Abadoos? I won't do clips for each one.
I'll do the titles, you do all the clips.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Meryl Streep for the virus in the wind.
Where exactly? What are you talking about?
Renee Zellweger and wow. And the Oscar goes to
Jodie Foster Yay! Yay. Okay. Yay. All right, I think we did that wrong, right?
That was great. And if I didn't establish this earlier, they don't know who I'm going to say.
And
obviously.
Also, they don't know who Charlie Callis is.
All right. Here we go.
What you saw was a very accurate Charlie Callis.
Please welcome to the stage. You know him from filling in that smaller crater, and you know her as president of the Dark Side of the Moon, Alec Baldwin and Oprah Winfrey. They will be presenting Best... Though they need no activity because we respect their power, they will be presenting a Best Original Song.
You know, they say that the song is the heart and soul of a movie. And without a song, that the movie's not really the whole experience that it ought to be.
It's the worst Oprah Winfrey I've ever heard.
I stole his joke.
Hello,
sorry.
I was going to say hello. I'm Oprah Winfrey.
I got so depressed that I stole his joke, I peed it in my pants.
The nominees are...
All right, later in the night, Drew Barrymore and Dakota Fanning presented the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay.
I get to do the easy one.
That's the worst. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
The writing of Kate Hudson's impression of Drew Barrymore is what I'm doing right now. And is magical.
Hello, I'm Dakota Fanning. What's the top? What's the nomination again? What's the category?
Original screenplay.
Well, shit! Original screenplays. I'm Dakota Fanning.
That's who that name is.
It's the name.
I don't know who that is. It sounds like an old timey like cowboy actor.
Oh, shit, I'm Dakota Fanning.
And the Oscar goes to everybody.
Finally, the night took a dramatic turn and a moment that will be forever remembered in Oscar history as the time it happened. When Billy Crystal and Benedict Cumberbatch presented Best Picture.
Come on, Billy Crystal's dead by then, right? He's got to be.
Oh, no, I don't know.
No, I picture him like a Futurama head in a jar. Right?
Oh, really? Okay. That is the worst Oprah Winfrey I've ever heard.
Yay, and that was presenter.
All right. That was a good segment. All right. That was dynamite.
That was fun. Thanks.
That was podcast
thank you
dynamite.
For
thank
podcast
you
for that.
I just want to show everybody my my opposite of a beautiful mind notes for.
All right, let's make sure. Is it land?
Lana.
Is it land?
He might have thought it was Lana. Because we know Lana. We know Lana.
Is Lana spelled differently from Lana?
No.
Lana was just.
Do you correct people?
Sometimes, if it seems like they're going to be saying my name a lot, but generally...
Lana's really the way you say Atlanta. That bitch was out of her mind.
Yeah, fuck her. She's the worst.
Yeah, she was
just the worst.
I kind of feel like there's a thing happening with Dino and Lana right now. I feel like it's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Well, don't kill it.
I don't think it can be killed. I think that Dino's sexuality is...
I'm gonna whisper sweet nothings in her right now. Nigger. It's my catchphrase, people.
Oh, man.
It always works.
Such a hard R. All right. Well, Lana, what do you think?
What do I think?
Oh, boy. You got a new book coming out? Dick pics. I'm trying to figure out a way to put a ribbon on it, not the dick.
Lana, I see you've come here with a gentleman tonight. Are you guys involved?
No. He's here visiting from Texas.
Okay,
oh,
so
we'll say no more.
If you want to sleep with him,
it's cool. I can fuck him. Okay,
good. I mean, as long as he's okay with that. I mean,
he's okay with
as
it.
As long as he's okay with that, I just want to make sure
he won't
that we're
know
all
what hit him. Believe me.
Do you think the threesome guy was he supposed to also have sex with you, or was he supposed to just have sex with the woman alongside you?
I was probably gonna like lick his cum off her or something like that.
I mean, if you're into it,
you guys are prejudiced.
They didn't boo the N-bomb as hard as that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking.
So,
There's got to be at least one African-American Harmontown fan here tonight that's just like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I think he lost all
I didn't go home and like ask myself a lot of questions about society.
I would lick his cum off of anyone. Now nothing.
Well, the best thing I can come up with to maybe end me being on stage. Not that this wasn't lovely, and thank you for having me. But,
it's been so boring. You want
to leave? I used to ask when I was in high school and thought I was clever. Would ask all the guys that I knew how they thought of their penis. Was it a tool, a trophy, or a toy?
Trophy.
And it was an interesting kind of poll.
A tool, a trophy. Well, Dan, you said yours is practical, so I'm going to go with tool with yours, right? Or a toy.
A toy.
Well, I mean, it's a toy until you get married, and then it's a tool, right?
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
A totem.
What is a tool, a trophy, or
it's all
trophy. I'm trying to figure out how it could ever be a trophy, but like I guess if it was really big.
Yeah.
Like
it doesn't have to be big.
Cause how do you win a dick?
Come over here.
I got you.
What did you say?
I said come over here. I'll show you.
You wrap it in like gold ribbon. That's
right. But it's your own. I mean, I understand how someone else could win it. Like I consider all of my wieners collaborators to be winners in some way. I hope they're not feeling like they lost something. But I took the trophy with me, and also, never mind. I mean, would you have licked the?
I love my dick.
Would you have? Would
trophy?
Oh,
trophy.
What are you asking?
Would you have licked the cum off?
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. We're all, you know, one organism.
we're all made of stars. All made of stars.
Yeah.
All right. Well, any parting thoughts? If you want, that puts you on the spot. I'm always feeling like I don't want to deprive people of their moment. Like
you could just leave if you want.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. This is
let's have a hand.
Yeah, Lana. I don't have any final thoughts either.
I'm bad at interviewing, and I'm bad at figuring out when to. How do you say?
I think you're good. You're a nice guy.
How do you say? Just leave. I didn't want her to leave.
You thank them, and you say. She was fine.
She was fine. I always feel like the Wisconsin in me is like wants to be like ironic about it. Like I don't want to be like Craig Kilborn.
I feel perfectly respected.
Oh yeah, no. I wasn't worried about you, lady. No, I wasn't. It's just a spineless thing. Like I don't want to take charge. I don't like the idea of me coming across as having the pretense that the show has any direction at all. That's what it is. Like okay, let's keep it going. Come on, let's thank her. As if we have better stuff to do. I don't need you guys to talk right now either.
Yeah. Well, that's so funny.
Well, not so spineless anymore.
Dan, do you think it's because you're wearing a tux that you feel like now there's suddenly a structure to the show?
No. This is I'm expressing a thing. I'm open sourcing my experience as I do the show for years. I've always done this. I've always had trouble at the end of.
Is this your first fight?
Of people, like whether it's Greg Proops or anybody, like I never know if I'm supposed to go like okay, thank them for coming. It just feels like such an odd thing to be the person that says, "All right, this phone call's over." It's just a lot of power.
Right, but it's not mean. It's a gift as opposed to putting somebody on the spot and saying like you need to prove that you're.
No, yeah, I get that now. I'm working through this. I get that.
He doesn't need you to talk, lady.
Yeah.
What if you just had a stroke and you're like, who are you? What are you wearing? What's going on? Come. Go, go, go. Chicken. Grease. Yeah, I didn't get a good big laugh, but I liked it.
I just play that song. I got it in my head.
It's a good song, right?
Yeah.
What's this guy's name again? Kevin MacLeod. It's all this free online stuff. I just found a bunch of in a rush to get like some music to play. And I think we got to make this guy famous.
From the day until. See, it's always on the wrong.
Okay, got this. We'll start from the top. You ready, Dan?
Okay. This is a real craving.
Dan, I want you to sing this like you're about to die.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break it down.
Break it down. Break it
I'm
down.
I'm gonna take my car and drive it all around. Beep, beep, open the door. Go down the street, go to the floor. Emily. Moms and dads, clapping their hands. Family. Sidewalks out of sight. You don't know what's up, motherfucker.
You don't know what's up.
I will fuck you up for money. I'm a hired killer. Got a knife in my shoe. Cha! Cha, cha, cha. Kingsman sucked. It's a shitty movie. That movie sucked, and if you liked it, you're a sociopath. It was a toxically bereft film about nothing at all. Beep, beep, choo-ka-choo, 42, can't go to movies anymore. Kingsman sucked, out the door. Stupid, nine-foot lady, just headbangs, doesn't have a character, ooh. Sam Jackson had a lisp, it's a choice. He's an actor, really embarrassing to sit through. That movie was fucked up, man. That movie was so fucked up. We'd be out of breath for a couple weeks.
That song was called Sidewalk Out of Sight. It was good.
Even with all that irony, I still feel old.
I
just don't understand.
Just because I'm so groovy? Or?
Yeah.
You're thinking, like, why are these kids here? Why did they pay $10?
Yeah, why do they care about you?
Yeah. I mean, tonight's not...
I like you. You're a nice guy.
But
what the fuck? Yeah. What's everyone here for?
Tonight's not the night that it's evident why. Like, it's more of a long-term relationship we have, I think. Like, you know, look at it. Like, we have the night off, maybe.
Family?
It's a bad movie. It's a movie about dressing nice, I guess, and having knives for feet.
Being a gentleman.
It's a left-wing critique of spy movies.
A left-wing critique of spy movies.
The plot of the movie is an anarcho-capitalist person decides to save the world by only allowing elites and having all the core...
Bring him up. Bring him up.
Fuck you! Come here! Come here!
I mean, if you want to come up and do a 3-minute endorsement of Kingsman, I just found it to be a profoundly toxic piece of garbage.
I agree.
But it's clearly controversial, and here's why: because it's childish nonsense, and then every time they make a movie that includes childish nonsense, if there's a dinosaur or a robot in it, or a lady with knife feet, or it's based on a comic book, which is everything now, like then we all feel like it's religion, and we all have to argue about it. Like it's all of a sudden like it's important whether you have if you're the Jew that has the curly thingies, or whether you have the special hat, or both.
Like it becomes high stakes, like when nerds encounter each other in the over cigarettes in the alley about the fucking movie that came out. It's like, oh, it was a movie. Like it's important to know for us, like is this a good thing or a bad thing? I'm 42. It's a whole different topic for me. It's just like these movies are just getting dumber and dumber. I'm telling you, I'm sorry. I just didn't like Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm so bored. I'm so tired. I just play Minecraft and I just go to sleep. I think that movies are for just people who it's the third movie you've seen, and if it's the third movie you've seen, then it's good. You know, the third movie I saw was like Die Hard. So
I think
oh,
we should revisit Guardians of the Galaxy because I think it is a great
movie. I did see it on like a hotel room TV.
Yeah,
it
we'll
was, like,
watch it again. We'll give it a yeah.
But you know,
have you seen Boyhood?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's a really
I keep
good
waiting because like, that's the thing about good movies is you hear the generally good movies are like I'm never in the mood to watch them. So that, like, because I'm like, oh, Boyhood, that sounds like it's gonna break my fucking heart. No, it makes me want to kill myself.
Speaking of Boyhood, before we left, Patricia Arquette won the Oscar for Best Actress or Best Supporting Actress. But on the red carpet, Dan and I were watching red carpet footage, and she was being interviewed, and she said, Well, I mean, one of the things I really like about me is how much I care about other people.
She did.
She said, and, what I like about me, really?
Yeah, that's literally what she said, almost verbatim.
And then they said, like, well, let's hear from your daughter. And they're introducing a new Arquette to us.
And
like,
you can see
here
fear in her daughter's eyes where she's like, oh, it's brave. Say what she wants me to say.
Yeah, I guess this is a great time. Because my mom, it's just a great, like, she's come a long way because people are finally starting to recognize her. And I was like, oh, man, don't feed your daughter lines on the SUV on the way to the... Oh, these are cats. They got it bad.
I was reading tweets that
she's a real carnation of.
I went in the other room because it was playing loud, and Dan and I weren't in the same room when that happened. And I said, 45 seconds. That's the amount of time it takes for me to go from loving Patricia Arquette to not.
But I was reading,
what was this guy yelling about over here? Somebody was yelling. Who was yelling?
Can we tell the.
What the fuck?
What were you. What? What was the what the fuck? Oh. We accidentally.
You know, I was yelling a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay.
All right,
okay. Is that the Dakota Fanning?
Is there any way to tell the carnation story? I think enough time has passed, right?
Okay, all right. So don't let this get out of the room.
tell it again. You told it. It's a great story.
We did?
Yeah.
The carnation story? Okay,
what?
Yeah, we told it. We
here?
Told it.
On
yeah.
this show?
Yeah.
On this television show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
What's the story?
The carnation story.
Are these in Kardashian story? I don't know any Kardashian story.
we were writing a pilot for the David Arquette was giving us notes, and he
and he kept using the word carnation for incarnation. Right. Like he's like, this is a carnation of that, and I wasn't listening to his words. I was listening to his meaning more, and I was like. Fuck him. It's not a... And I finally, I burst out. And, you know, Dan and Jay Johnston were there. And I was like... And I finally burst out and I said, it's not a carnation of that. It's a carnation of this.
And I was like, Jesus Christ, don't fucking make fun of him on top of everything that we're going through.
And I see them out of the corner of my eyes kind of like burying their heads. I'm like, what? And I'm like... And I think they're making fun of me. I'm like, carnation... Oh, I'm saying carnation instead of incarnation. And I've out loud, I said, carnation? What am I, a fucking retard?
Like, he didn't, yeah.
And I had no idea I was repeating David Arquette's word. And they thought I was a hero. Like, wow, fucking guy.
I did not think you were a hero. I didn't think you were a villain, but I knew at that moment I was blessed to have you in my life, but I didn't think you were a hero. Like I thought our life was a movie. I wasn't sure if there was a central character or not.
Speaking of Jay Johnston, are you allowed to say what you're the cool thing that you're working on right now?
Well, it's a lot of the people from Mr. Show are working on something. It's not going to be on HBO.
Mrs. Movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Bob and David are doing a sketch show, and a lot of the original writers are doing it. And I don't know where it's going to be yet. They're not telling me, but it's going to air somewhere. And we're doing a sketch show. And yeah.
Netflix.
Probably Netflix.
he said probably everyone.
All right, well, we should bring let's bring Spencer out.
Spencer.
From the moment that I saw you roll those dice, beep beep, family, everybody wants family.
Hey guys,
what's up, Spencer?
Hi, Spencer.
Hey, Dino. I like your haircut, Dino.
Thanks. You know, I woke up one morning in New York and drank a half a bottle of vodka and chopped it all off.
Yourself?
Yeah.
That's impressive, yeah. Right?
It was a work in progress for a while.
Yeah. You cut your own hair?
Yeah, yeah.
How?
I don't know. I was fucking drunk.
With scissors?
Oh, yeah, probably.
No, it's an obsidian knife.
Nice. Yeah. I always
I cut him with lesbian legs.
I don't know. They say that that's the myth, that those don't work for haircuts. I always fantasize about that. You look in the mirror and you go, why not? I mean, come on. What was this?
You could do it. You don't care how you look.
Yeah. I mean, now I guess I do, but
you do?
When I was a kid, I did it once, and then I got shamed for it. Like,
you're married now. Why would you care how you look?
I'm a spokesman for a major. Gotta go to South by Southwest.
Are you a spokesman now?
For Yahoo.
I've been following you.
For the show, the show's rolling out, so there's going to be pictures of me. And I'm gonna be like,
they're making him wear a tux that looks like an exclamation point.
Okay, sorry about slides. Let's show now.
And we're doing a Harmontown from South by Southwest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be there. That's good news for you guys.
We're flying you all out.
Spencer, weird. I always like to hear about what's going on with you in the world of current events.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So many things. I'm really just firing on all cylinders today.
What currently gets your goat? Is there a thing going on geopolitically or scientifically?
What's your beef?
I just heard a radio commercial on the radio for Lyft, car share service.
Nift?
For Lyft.
Lyft. Oh.
And it was just, it really got my goat. Okay, let me try something else. I listened to the KKK. I disagree with most of their views.
They're losing focus.
Their headlines like kind of close the conversation off, but the truth is they're flat taxers. They're really,
they're financial
they really have some
advice.
Very interesting economic...
It makes a lot of sense. No, okay, I listened to
commercial. They really nigger their economy.
God, stop it. You gotta stop it. I can't.
I mean, it'd be shocking if you didn't say it.
I know, that's what I was thinking. Shut up from the peanut gallery. The black guy over in the back.
the black guys are like looking at the floor, going like, "Tell me when it's over."
Man, Spencer backstage when they were joking about your dick being a 20-sided dick. I couldn't tell because you were like, were you secretly grinning?
I was, I'd say I was openly grinning. I don't know.
Okay.
It wasn't like there was any, no subterfuge in it.
Spencer, if you could describe your penis as a mythical creature from the D&D universe, what would it most resemble?
What do you call it? A thakwa. That's like a... Oh. Sorry, hold on. Start back up. What? I thought you just meant to pick a monster that it was the most like. Okay.
Yeah,
I can describe it, okay, sure.
Hear the music.
Looming in the distance. Heavy with the musk of 14 woodland creatures. Floating imperiously through the forest path. I don't know. It's just...
I like that. I'm going to use that covering technique from a distance. That's a good cover.
Yeah, you can't tell.
Yeah.
I really like the dramatic music and then him saying, I don't know.
I was sure the first word you were going to say was rising.
Dan, you want to give it a try for your dick, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Woo!
from a really far, far place away. So far that you can't tell its dimensions. An impressively simplistic pink monolith switches from its pivot point on the lower abdomen of the voice of a new generation. Dribbling with viscous pre-cum.
Do my dick, do my dick.
Same music?
Same music, yeah. There's nothing mysterious about it. You all have pictures. Look at your phone right now. I've texted all of you. That's it.
All right, Aaron, you're pussy.
Unseen by the naked eye. Needing a magnifying glass and jaws of life to pry it open, tighter than any tight. And deep, but not too deep. Containing the secrets of 14 creatures. This week.
15 here.
Whoa.
Another guy showed up.
I wonder if the kid who tweeted me that he was 17 years old and he was coming to the show, if he was wondering if he could come to the show at 17, if he came tonight.
Are you here?
17? You here?
All right, see, that's good.
I heard something.
But that's fine, right? Like a Seth Rogen movie talks about dicks and cum and stuff. Who cares?
Yeah, it's okay.
I learned the truth at 17.
Love is
that you wouldn't lose your virginity for another 7 years. It's true, right?
24 years old.
24,
that
motherfucker.
I lost my virginity at 24. And Gina was mad because I beat you.
Yeah, he beats me at everything.
24.
Even losing my virginity.
I was a very late bloomer. I was a...
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Jesus. There's some Rudies in the audience.
I was 23 when I lost my virginity, but I sucked cock at 12. Seriously.
Really?
So yeah. That's yeah.
You sucked your first dick at 12? No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You're lying.
No, I swear to God. And he was 12 too, so it was cool.
Were you pals? Were you like playground buddies? Or was
yeah,
it?
We.
They were frenemies.
You met him.
Yes, I met him. Yes.
we tried to have a threesome with you. No, we didn't. We didn't. We didn't.
I like how you rushed to make sure. No, whatever.
Yeah, well, I saw your eyes.
Don't stop coming around. I was like, is that what that pitch for an Adult Swim show was?
Did you and Andy ever have any mess arounds?
No, he never hit on me. I'm so upset.
You're the only one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not attracted to him. But Andy got fuck him.
I was in a hotel room at Disneyland.
Oh, of course, he wants you badly.
And there was a girl there. We're in bed, and he was trying to fuck everybody in the building. And he's just the most rampant.
Yeah, except me.
Except you.
Yeah, nothing.
What's that about?
I don't know. I'm ugly. Yeah, poor me.
Not in New York, you're not.
No, no. Get over here.
All right. Well, so we're going to play Shadowrun now. And Dino, you were very, you were not a team player.
With Dungeons and Dragons,
right.
But Shadowrun sounds fun. Fuck all of you. I don't have to like anything you like.
Spencer is in charge of the role playing section. Do you think that not to put you on the spot, but should Dino leave or should
I should leave. Please, have me leave.
Well, what if Dino can watch it and we can hear what he thinks of it after? He could do a little wrap.
Maybe I'll come back and talk about it and make fun of you guys.
How about he stays up here but doesn't play?
I want to go.
You want to go?
Yeah, there's a bar around the corner.
Oh, let's all thank Dino Stamatopoulos.
Yay!
There, I did it.
Thank you, Dino.
From the moment you learn to take charge of your show, I could see your abilities as a host to grow.
All right,
family.
Spencer, Dan, would you pass out the character sheets for us since you're up?
Character sheets.
All right, Spencer, do you want to do an intro from last time?
Well, I mean, I can do one. I was just, last time we had Dan do a recap, and I really liked that. I don't know if Dan remembers or
I don't remember this time as much.
Does Jeff remember anything or any of you?
I remember that we didn't do, I mean, we killed those guards out front, and we went back in the thing, into the warehouse. I cast a fart spirit that went under the door and knocked out three drug addict, workers, and then two guys escaped, and there was a seam in the wall that was clearly a door that they had used to escape from. So we are either in pursuit of them, which I imagine we are.
If you just play like synth music while you do this.
Is Demorge here? Demorge.
Oh, is Demorge here? Jesus.
Is Demorge? I don't see him. No, Demorge? Going once? No, Demorge. Ah. What are we going to do? We need our eye in the sky.
We need that. We need that.
Can somebody play Demorge? Spencer, that's your call.
Hey, I don't care.
Who knows Demorge? Wait, is it a gal? Oh yeah, you right there. Let's get a woman up here to play it. Yeah, you come on up.
From the moment that we learned women.
Well, her actual name is Meg Ryan on Oscar night.
She didn't go to the Oscars tonight. She wasn't invited.
Oh.
She don't deserve to be invited.
Who is this guy over there? What's going on over there?
He's having a tough time over there. My heart kind of goes out to him because at one point we were like, hey, what's going on? And then everyone looked at me and went, what?
Nothing's going on. It's not important.
What?
It's important.
No, he's okay. I mean, people come here to work stuff out, I guess. The nine people sitting around you didn't come here to work anything out, but I'll give them $5 after the show.
I feel like we have the more like kind of baritone activated Adam Goldberg over there.
he is like a.
Yes.
You did it to yourself.
Spoken like an Adam Goldberg.
Yeah. Do you know him? You're kind of talking to him like you know him.
No, I don't know him at all. But I know who Adam Goldberg is, and so here we are.
All right. Are you on methadone? What's going on over there?
It's like if the Adam Goldberg 45 played at 78.
Aren't you going to pay attention to me?
Meg, is there a reason why you go by Meg and not Megan?
I was a very young child when a small elementary school teacher said, oh, Meg Ryan, like the actress.
And then they never let you...
And then I got my BFA in acting, and so it's funny.
Are you mad at me for asking? I feel like you're going to hit me.
No. If you were the first, it would be cute. If you were the 50th, it's still cute, and so you're 50th, so it's fine.
I mean, you brought it up. You walked up,
I did.
And you said, yes, really?
I did.
Okay. Well, this is going to be great. Cool energy.
Me I don't think it, yeah, to the I, yow.
I misinterpreted her energy too. I thought she knew that guy. I think she's just an assertive person. What is your station in life? I hope that you are a forensics detective, or a DMV supervisor.
I just play them on TV. It's fine.
Oh, you're an actor.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh boy, your name's Meg Ryan?
Yes.
Good luck.
Yep. Not the first time I've heard it.
There's a weird energy overall. I wonder if it's not a joke. I wonder if it's because everyone's grieving. There's like a sadness in the air, even if you didn't.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
Can we go back a bit? Not to make this about me, but it was a pretty good Alec Baldwin I was doing there. I have to say that was. That was a good
it
Alec
was.
Baldwin.
That was great.
I've never really tried to do an Alec Baldwin that like in front of people.
I thought you should have done Oprah, so there's that.
Now you're on my dick. No, I'm kidding.
Aaron, not yet. Do you remember when we found out I do a pretty good Terrence Howard?
Yes, yeah. Which is the same, sounds the same.
One of you three Negroes is going to step up.
It's a quote from Empire.
And take over my record label.
Wait, is he Irish?
No, he's Terrence Howard. He's...
I take over my record.
I want you to do that song again, only do it like your mother was being shot.
Am I mistaken, Dan, or did you do a John Malkovich for a while? Could you do a John Malkovich?
No, I never.
Was that Schraub?
That's a tough one, yeah.
Try a John Malkovich.
cold, pain. I don't understand. Why are you asking me to do John Malkovich?
That's not bad. You were halfway there.
That's not. You know,
all right. Yeah. So, are we recapped? Should we try this again, or should we just dive right into this motherfucker?
You should. Do it with music.
All right. Who's me or you do it? I think you should.
You do it. You did a great job. Spencer, it just needed music.
And who's Meg Ryan playing?
She'll be playing.
Oh God! In When Harry Met Sally, she plays just every woman.
Everyone will have what I'm having.
Spencer,
get to the deli.
As comptroller, I'm going to outrank you, Spencer, because I love when you do it, and I want to hear you do it for us, if you don't mind.
So, all right.
Here we go.
So what happens?
Wrong song. Here we go.
Shadow Run. I'm gonna recap. Starting in the warehouse district, our heroes infiltrated and stuff. They stunned two guards indoors and then conspired to take out the three guards. But then a tear gas grenade went in the window and threw their plans awry. After killing the guards and setting off an alarm, they charged indoors, where their target, Baldwin Brown, was no longer able to be found. But the rest of the gang, enemies, were knocked out by a spirit that had a wife who made soup. After stunning the guards, our heroes were left with a conundrum. Where was Baldwin Brown? What would they do? There they are.
Thank you, Spencer.
All right.
Are we all in that room with those machines?
Yeah, you're all in this machine room. You're in the warehouse. There's a bunch of junkies. They're starting to get up. I mean, there's not a bunch. There's three junkies. They're shambling around. They're looking around the open crates in the warehouse.
Convince them that everything was fine? Are they trusting us?
They're not really paying too much attention.
They're probably going to go right into those crates and get more better than life chips.
Because they're all druggied.
They don't seem to pose much threat to us right now.
I don't know how much is in my head when I'm that drunk, but I wanted to stun baton them and just keep the secure the scene here. Like these guys who are wandering.
All right.
I just want to like stun each of them.
What's your clubs plus agility?
Bluff called. Clubs plus agility. I mean, mostly I like dubstep.
Wow.
I don't know what that phrase means. I just... Three? It says just clubs agility says 3 for
okay,
a rating.
Okay, so what's agility then?
And my agility is 5.
Awesome. You stun one of the guys, and then the others, they kind of freak out, start running around in circles.
Sit down, or it's going to get worse than life.
I go up to them. Nightblade, take it easy. I got this. I go up to him with my shot gloves, because my little fingerless punk rock gloves are actually electrified shot gloves, and I goes, who we got? I grab each. Are they close enough together to do both?
No.
Okay, I go up and I give it to one of them right in the ass.
All right, what's your clubs plus agility?
I have 4. It's 8 plus 4.
All right, that's a lot.
I know.
All right, you also stun the person.
All right,
he goes 12. Down.
I'm just kidding.
No, it is 12.
I know. That delay was a joke. So it's dumb. Sorry.
Is this other guy like? Chastened by this? Does he want to play ball? Is he still running around and being a
Oh,
bummer?
He's freaking out even more. He's at the door now.
Nightblade, take this guy down.
All right. I take him down.
What does that mean?
What do you do?
You handle him, Horde Guard.
Who am I? Are you sure?
Yeah. Figured it'll go faster since...
Because I don't have a problem with killing people. Is that what it's about?
No,
because
it's your turn. I assume that way it'll...
Under your special skills on your resume, do you have Norwegian accent?
I'm worried about Baldwin. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, we're wasting time if Baldwin's escaping right now.
Do not have the Norwegian, but I have the German, if you like the German.
Close enough.
I have the German, yeah. I have nothing interesting of any kind.
You don't have to do that. It sounds great. Now I feel bad about pimping you out.
Now you've put me on the spot. Now I have to do it.
Oh, okay.
You did it to yourself. It's your fault.
Yes.
There actually is going to be a fight. I love it.
I've never been in a fight. Okay.
We're not in combat right now. Anybody can go, right?
Yeah, no, it's just all whatever.
Do you know that Michael Keaton's original real name is Michael Douglas, and he had to change it?
Meg Ryan's real name is Margaret Hira.
Oh.
You're welcome. I thought about it for a stage name once.
You love Meg Ryan. You love her. Of course, well, she's America's sweetheart.
No, a professor told me once. She told me I needed to remember that because it would be funny once.
While this is happening, I walk up and shock love the other guy that's running around.
Thank you.
All right. He dodges out of the way and runs out the door. He's gone. You got a junkie on the loose.
Hordeguide, don't you have like mental powers? Can you? We're looking for this Baldwin Billy Jack guy. This mission's a wash if we don't find this guy.
I don't think that's his name. But however, can I sense the room to see if he's in the area?
A living person in the room, but you don't know where. Just in the general vicinity.
Oh, he's hiding in that wall seam thingy right there.
He's in the wall seam. We think it's a door. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, all right. I think we go to the door to open it. Does anyone want to have a gun on this person?
I think we should all have a gun and be ready
for
anything.
We all should. Spencer, yeah. Can I sense who's on the other side of the door?
You can't sense who it is.
Let me go grab the junkie just in case.
Okay. I was going to go. Do you want to...
My OCD is like there's this junkie just running. Like I'm going nuts now.
Okay,
so it's like
follow,
a bad dream. So just
him.
Stay by the seam and do what you will. I'm going to grab the junkie.
Yeah, keep on doing what you were doing. It's working.
I'm going to... Thank you. I don't know if that was sarcasm, but I will... I'm going to run after... Pursue the junkie.
All right. You run out the door. Is anyone doing anything simultaneously, or are you just going to wait for that to finish?
I think we should all be ready to open that door and be ready for Baldwin in case he's got surprises for us.
Yes, and I'm currently wearing security guard clothes, and I am very charming.
And you guys have my permission while I'm running, I'm... Sim-linking to say, you guys can go on with the Shadowrun without me. This is my own thing with the junkie. It's just like I feel I'm the guy that had to collect all of the secret packages in GTA before I finished the A story. You know, I gotta unlock everything.
I said the quicker you get that junkie and get back here, the better, Nightblade.
I agree, but just don't. I don't want to. One of my biggest nightmares is you'll get to know me better, but like feeling like I'm the reason why.
All right, we don't have time to pacify you, Nightblade.
We get it, but TikTok.
I'm multitasking. I'm saying this while I'm chasing the junkie. Okay. Thank you. It's my ghost of my dad is in a Tom Cruise like hologram chip in my brain.
So the rest of you guys are opening this door, swinging open the secret door. You are faced with two silver-looking barrels and nothing else. It looks almost the size of a closet. You hear a metallic whir as the barrels rise up into the air, and underneath them, a hostile-looking gun/camera armature, some sort of sentry gun device. It starts whirring as if it's about to shoot some fires.
I dive out of the way.
What's your reaction plus what do you call it? Intuition.
3 plus 7 total.
7 total.
But also, I have like cat-like and all that shit too. Is that sneaking or no?
No, it's not. What's your armor?
Armor is 12.
All right. Sorry, everybody. You get hit in the armor, but it bounces off because it's armor.
Yeah.
The rest of you guys.
No, yeah. You're right to applaud that.
The rest of you guys are just facing the sentry gun that's firing at Eve.
Okay. All right, I know that. So it's a cat. There's a camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. A stroke.
Okay. I'm going to use my charisma, and I'm going to look into the camera because I can't move very fast anyway. All right. I look into the camera. Hi. There's a deal we can make here. We are, we're not lame.
You're saying this while there's bullets flying around in the room?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do have, I still have that thing on, right? Underneath my clothes. I have like armor on. I have like a bulletproof vest kind of.
Okay. It's true. Wait, are you, you're not standing in front of the bullets though,
no,
right?
Okay. No.
Yeah. If there's any response, you're not paying attention to one. You think it might just be one of those, like drone mounted guns, like not like controlled by anyone.
Cool. Can I hide?
Yeah, I mean, it's only kind of firing in one direction, so you aren't really in any real danger anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just gonna stand there and think about groceries I have to buy later, I guess.
The bullets run out of the machine, so it's done firing now.
Phew.
Hello? We're here to talk if you're done showing off your trophy, Dick.
It's just a small, empty, closet-sized room.
And those two cylinders took off and left the room?
They kind of, it rose up and they were like hiding them, if that makes sense, you know? It was on top of the guns as they rose out of the ground.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, gun turrets disguised as, we'll be right with you.
Back in the junkie is, he's running to the door that you cut open with your mono whip. What's your running plus agility?
Probably like a million.
Yeah.
Running is.
Or athletics.
Running. Athletics are.
I think it's running.
I mean, what do you even look at?
You might not have running.
Oh, it's a skill. It would be a skill. Okay, I have running. It's 3 plus 2.
Awesome.
I'll tell you what that is later.
You quickly chase him down and you grab him by whatever you want to grab him by. Where do you want to grab him?
His junky scruff.
You grab him there. He's grabbed. He's not very strong.
Hey, whoa, 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 where's the fire?
Ugh, everywhere. I gotta get out of here.
Hey, listen, just let me have a conversation with you.
He's struggling. He's treading water.
How'd you find out this was the place to get your chips on?
My man Brown, man, he hooks it up for all the junkies. He really cares.
Yeah, is he still is he still hanging out with Stacy?
What?
There is no Stacy. I don't think you even know Baldwin.
What are you? Don't kill me.
Why are you acting like you know Baldwin? You don't know him?
I didn't act like that. Also, I do know him.
No, you don't. I'm going to kill you for not knowing him. You can't prove you know him. You're not proving you know him enough for me to not kill you. You got to prove you know him.
This is Baldwin on the comm link. What's going on out there? It sounds like things are going bad.
Hey, just getting some information.
We have a cyber Goldberg out here.
I love that your Jim Nightblade sounds like Bruce Willis as portrayed by Justin Roiland. Exactly.
If you know him so good, where is he?
He must have took off when that siren happened. The alarm, I mean. The security one.
Where does he go, Nib Chips? Where does he go?
Nib Chips!
I don't
know,
like, man.
That's like the worst thing you can call somebody.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Honestly.
Well, why don't you say it again? Into the microphone. And then I punch him in the face. I knock him out.
What's your unarmed plus
strength? Oh, come on. He's a junkie.
Well, you might not be a brawler by trade.
Oh, well, I stun baton him.
Okay, let's just say that one works. Because you're touching him, and it's a taser. It works.
Yeah.
He goes down to the floor.
Okay, I run back to my comrades.
To the sound of bullets.
What the hell? Is this a private party or am I invited?
I just dodged a close one here, Nightblade, but it looks like the bullets have run out.
I leave you guys alone for 5 minutes.
Yeah, we didn't ask you to. We were pretty we were happy with that guy leaving.
We heard what you did over there.
I'm a completist.
I examine the room for other like ways to get out, other doors.
Behind the barrels, you see another secret door.
God damn it.
I examine the barrels.
They look to be far too clean to actually store anything, and there's no labels. They look like decoy barrels.
I'd like to sense to see if there's something beyond the barrels that we are not missing.
You just sense that door. Other than that, you're not sensing nothing.
Damn it.
Well, it looks like he's not here.
Right. I guess we should just go home and call it a day.
I guess some shadow runs don't go the way you want them. Clomp, 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 clomp.
And then we all...
Sorry. Can I examine the barrels to see if I can open them or see what's beneath them?
The barrels were just hiding the gun, I think. I think those were just like decoy barrels to hide the weapon that almost killed me.
Yeah, that's what's under them. Yeah. There's nothing in them. Actually, you can feel, and by touching them, they're actually completely hollow, and they're probably not holding anything.
So. I go up and I listen at the door and see if I can hear anything on the other side.
You hear nothing.
Is there a handle, a doorknob?
Nope, neither.
Nightblade.
Yep.
Use your strength and knock this fucker down.
All right. Chim chimney.
I kick the secret door. It's a door, right?
Yeah.
It's like going to seem like I'm not going to kick it. It's the future. It's not made of wood. I'll hurt my foot, which is probably also metal. What would a nano whip do in a situation like this? What if I were to open a can of nano whip?
Nice. Delicious nano whip topping. I stand back in case things go wrong.
All right. They do not. You slice open the door. Revealing daylight outside. Well, evening light outside. It's just the compound. It leads to the out of doors. There's
Shit.
A fence with all sorts of holes and stuff. It looks like he must have booked it out of there.
Fuck.
No, you're not.
Big Baldwin Brown fan.
Yeah, he's rooting for the bad guy.
I look out. Outside of the hole onto the street to see if there's like any, I don't know, sign, crumbs, footprints.
There are footprints leading to a specific hole in the fence, but they go right to a sidewalk street outside the fence. So it's like he's going to a sidewalk and then all traces vanish.
Can Hortigard, can you like look around and see if he's sensed anywhere?
You're reading my mind. I thought it was my gig.
Ah, nice.
Yes, I was going to ask if I could sense where he went from this hole in the fence.
I don't think so. I don't think you have any senses like that.
Hmm. I'm going to go to the man that was knocked out by Nightblade.
Which one, I guess, right? The one that was out in the...
The one that looks the least unconscious.
Okay. You find one that's semi-conscious.
Okay. Using my charisma and persuasion, I lift up his face. Hey, honey. Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I got shocked.
Oh. Oh, I know. That's hard. That's hard when that happens.
Yeah.
I'm here to help you. I'm an angel.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Hey, we're trying to find your friend Baldwin. It's really important that you tell us where he is. Can you tell me anything about where he stays or any hideouts, sweetie?
Just here. He was just here.
Yeah. Do you know? Does he have any restaurants he likes, or do you know where he lives? Or
no,
anything?
I barely know him. I just buy drugs off the guy.
Oh, honey, I smack him in the face and move to the next one.
I summon an eagle to fly through the sky to see if we can see any sign of Baldwin on escape.
All right, what's your conjuring plus magic there?
I activate my my spirit focus for spirits of air, which gives me an extra thing, and then my conjuring is It's summoning. It's 5 plus what?
Magic.
So 11 plus 2.
That's 13. Yep. You summon. Wait, what force spirit do you want to summon?
An eagle.
No, what force? Pick a number.
Force 4.
All right. All right, you take 4 drain damage as it comes into the ether. It's an exerting work, pulling multiple spirits to the metaphysical, the regular physical.
I thought my other spirit went away.
It sure did, Dan. Not Dan. Jeff. It sure did, Jeff.
You don't even know the difference between us.
I don't know.
Why is never that multiple have spirits? I just took a lot of drain on that eagle.
Yep.
All right. I look at the eagle and I'm a little woozy and I say, "Eagle, fly. Look for Baldwin Brown. He's a balding guy who looks like this and that and whatever. Take to the sky and see if you can find him, Eagle."
I will leave.
Can we have the voice of the eagle be the drunk guy over there? It's just like, can he just be?
You didn't
random?
Like my voice that I did.
Is that, is that what you did?
I want to do my voices.
Do your voices.
You usurp my eagle voices?
I'm sorry, baby. Jeff,
made my other spirit a fart the other day.
What? You made it a fart.
No, I didn't make it a fart. It was a spirit of wind.
Oh, sorry.
While this stuff is happening also, I'm going to go see if I can gather from the crates where those junkies were headed. I'm going to try to pick up the secondary goal, which is gather as many of these BTL chips.
All right. There's way too many chips. Also, the spirit takes off quickly to follow your instructions.
Nightblade, I think isn't there a truck in there?
There's 2 semi-trucks, and there's just multiple dozens of crates.
We might be able to load up these trucks and take them out that way.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Okay, so while the spirit is scouting around, let's load these. Let's find as many crates of the BTLs and load these trucks up.
Let's do it.
You do that. You load 25 BTL boxes onto the semi-truck.
All right.
Okay, I'm at the next guy. All right, and I'm gonna use con.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I rouse him. I'm gonna try something different.
All right, what's your con plus charisma?
My con is 9. Well, it says 6, and then plus in parentheses 3. 9, and my charisma is 7.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Hey. What are you saying?
Hey. Hey, you dumb piece of shit. Hey, wake up, fuck up. Wake up. Wake the fuck up.
Well, that's intimidation, though.
Oh, sorry. Well, okay, sorry. Hey, do you know where your mom is?
What? No, what?
I said, do you know where your mom is?
She's dead?
Yeah, yeah. Do you know where your dad is?
The bar?
No. No, he's not at the bar.
Oh, fuck.
Your dad is on the other side of town facing a rat king. His tails are metal. We've tied him up. And he's almost dead, motherfucker. Just like you. Get your fucking life together. Now, where's Baldwin and I'll save your dad?
I don't know. I got knocked out early.
I slap him. Tell me anything.
I wet my bed.
Fucking dumb piece of shit. Tell me something about Baldwin. Give me a picture.
Yeah, I got a... Here, I don't... Why is this in my pocket? I have a picture of him right here. He hands you a picture.
Thanks. I take the picture and I put it in my pocket.
Just don't kill my dad.
All right. Maybe I won't kill your dad.
Thank you.
But I'm gonna watch you, and I take out one of my tracking tags.
Mm-hmm.
And I open his jaw, and I stuff it in his mouth, and I close his mouth. And I say, my name is Mercy O'Donnell, motherfucker. I got eyes like diamonds, but they sharp.
Oh, well, okay.
Aaron McGaffey, everybody.
All right. I guess she...
Okay. I didn't know it was that easy.
I didn't know you could do that.
So the beauty of the imagination, Dan.
No.
Okay. I mean, does she die when that happens? Like, is it like it's like a Bruce Willis surrogate? It just goes.
No. I'm embarrassed, but I do
want to
come back.
Sorry. All right. We're all going through stuff.
We're all grieving. We all grieve in different ways.
So all that work, you got a picture of a guy that we already know what he looks like.
Well, you didn't know exactly what he looked like.
Didn't we see him on a screen? We saw him on a screen.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think
maybe.
We did. Yeah. Our contact, Mr. Johnson showed him.
Well, so I look at the picture. Is he doing anything in the picture, like standing in front of his mailbox with an address or anything? You know, the pictures that we all carry with us, give to people.
No, he's just. It's the interior of a bathroom.
Oh, okay. Can I use perception to know where that bathroom is?
What
is he doing in the bathroom?
He's just taking a picture in the mirror, selfie style. What's your perception plus intuition?
I'm so sorry. I took my folder and I left it in the green room.
Well, you can't find out where his bathroom is located then by visual cues.
That's fair.
I don't think you could anyway, to be fair.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, even if you saw really well.
Okay. It was worth how empowered I felt for that 30 seconds, this embarrassment right now.
So the semi-truck's all loaded up. The spirit hasn't come back. It's only been about 5 minutes.
Anybody got a Class C license?
I never learned how to drive. I live in the woods for so long.
It's Class C trucks.
No, that's normal style.
That's normal, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Class A, is that a snowmobile or is that a...
I think Class B is small trucks, and then Class A is like all the cool trucks and the hover cars.
Does hardware help with that or software?
No, it would just be driving.
Ah.
Oh.
I ain't got that.
I think Hordegard knows how to drive.
Hordegard.
Driving? No. Hold on.
Oh, you got this.
Hosh.
I don't know if I like this guy or if I don't like this guy.
I don't think I do. Don't think I like
it. Nope. The answer is no. The island has voted you off, sir.
It's on this page. Of course it's on a
different. Is it? All right, let's just pretend you can.
All right.
Where are we going to drive to?
I volunteer to drive the truck. Class C, you said?
One of us can certainly drive a truck.
Yeah, Hordegard can. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, but before you can...
Yeah, you have ground pilot. Is that driving?
Yep.
Ground pilot.
Is that the same? Thank you, Mercy.
Oh, right. It's not a hover car.
So much no, disdain. I'm going to sit on my high floor.
I'm going to sit with Mercy.
That's nuts, but that's Shadowrun. Okay.
Are you guys actually doing space work with the? You're in the truck.
I'm in the truck.
Okay.
I'm driving as a classy truck. Right, well, that's what you wanted for me, isn't it?
I'm in the back, but so there's like a split screen.
I'm in the back too.
So her ground pilot is 4.
Ground pilot is 4, and.
And the I'm sorry. What was the other thing? Initiative.
Initiative.
Oh no.
No.
Just reaction.
Reaction is 7.
Awesome. Where are you going? Where are you guys? What are you doing? Then there's also only 2 people in the vehicle. Are you guys going to get in?
We can get in the back of the truck.
I'm getting in the back.
But where are we going? And I got a bird flying around out there?
Oh, we got to take it back to the rusty bucket.
You're supposed to take it to the neutral drop zone. However, you don't know the location of the neutral drop zone at the moment.
Oh, shit. We got to check in with the Johnson.
Mercy, you're a contact. Why don't you contact Mr. Johnson? Say we got the BTLs.
What's the deal with your spirit? What is it?
My eagle spirit's looking around for Baldwin to see if he can find him escaping on foot or in car or something like that.
Is he a real eagle?
Okay,
it's a spirit eagle.
Lord of the Rings.
I use my. I'm so sorry. I'm not doing a bit. My Selby. What is the phone called?
Comlink.
Comlink.
No, link.
Comlink.
Like .com is a web link.
Comlink.
Yep.
I'm so sorry. I use that. I call the Johnson.
Oh, you don't have his number. You have Teddy's number, though. He's the guy who put you in touch with the guys.
Pardon. I call Teddy.
All right. Teddy's like, hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay. Best wish mission that I can remember. Also the worst.
Awesome. You found Baldwin yet? You ready to go to the neutral drop zone?
Funny about that. We have not found Baldwin per se. Hmm. We have seen signs of Baldwin. Do you know where we may find him?
That's our job.
I could ask, but I don't know.
And I'm joking. Well, obviously we'll find him. But where's the NDZ?
I'm sending you the location of the neutral drop zone. You should be getting it on your comm links.
Cool. Did you finish hanging that shelf?
What?
All right, see ya. Bye.
Tell him.
Okay, so I got the link to the drop zone. Chips.
Bleep blorp. Yep, it arrives on your comm link.
I show it to Hordegard, and I show it to Hordegard.
You do that, and you guys want to drive?
Yes.
Okay.
We drive to the neutral drop zone.
You drive to the neutral drop zone, but what will be there? At their
cliffhanger!
Meg Ryan!
That's the end of Shadowrun and Harmontown. Thank Meg Ryan for coming up here. It's been a busy night for her. Thank our other audience guest, Lana. What did you say? What?
We had Lana, we had Dino Stamatopoulos.
Of course we had Dino, yeah.
Spencer Crittenden, Aaron McGathy, I'm Jeff Davis. Your mayor is Mr. Dan Harmon.
Our technical director back there is Chris last Namerson. And Dustin Marshall's back there pulling the strings like a...
Best cliffhanger in the world. We're all in a truck and we didn't accomplish our mission that well. Got a bird flying in the sky, but we're driving away from him, so maybe I'll never see that bird again.
Chop to the block.
Well, we spent more time knocking druggies out than accomplishing our task. We didn't do what the people said. We didn't do anything that they asked.
Family.
We got in a car. We're driving to we don't know where. Now she's got a picture of a guy in her underwear. All right, break it down.
Hip hop, hip hop till you stop. Hip hopping, then you stop. Hip hop until you stop.
Oh, look who it is.
Hip hop,
it's MC John, everybody. Put your hands together for MC John.
My name is MC John. At the Oscars on the lawn. Trimming hedges, looking on at all the stars before they're gone. In memoriam, Robin Williams is gone. We loved him. It's sad. I'm MC John. I'm sad. We've lost some friends this year. I'm MC John. A tear's coming down my cheek. I'm gonna use it this week to
learn about all the things that real people know. Family.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for coming.